It may be one of the most endangered occupations in America. From New Jersey to Georgia to Texas to California, state government reporters are on the decline, even as states are tackling big-ticket items like enforcing immigration laws and implementing federal health care reform. A 2009 survey by American Journalism Review and Industry Magazine found a 30% decrease nationally in the number of statehouse reporters since their last report 6 years earlier. That's largely thanks to plummeting advertising revenues and smaller news staffs brought about by the weakened economy. In Maryland, the drop-off is noticeable in myriad ways. The once jam-packed press room now has several open desks on most days. The Baltimore Sun, which once sent enough reporters to Annapolis to warrant renting a house during the week, has sliced its full-time Capitol staff to two. And several smaller outlets have pulled out of the statehouse entirely. While some publications have maintained its commitment to state government coverage, and at least one new online-only site has launched in an attempt to fill the void, veteran political reporter Brian Sears, who writes for Patch.com, said he worries about the possibility that he and his colleagues are, quote, the last patrol at the Alamo. Even the politicians say that a decreased media presence is not good for democracy. House Speaker Mike Bush, a Democrat from Annapolis, noted that a well-managed government is at least partially dependent on a strong and balanced media articulating the various points of view that are debated and playing the role of public watchdog. In Annapolis, I'm Alan Brody.